across the northwest, and it'll be feeling cooler and fresher for most of us. Chris.
Thank you, Chris Fawkes. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday the 31st of May. There are warnings of gales in Shannon, Rockall and Bailey. The general synopsis at midnight. Complex Atlantic low 995, expected Bailey 994 and Faroes 995 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking north at Cirra, south at Cirra, 40s, Cromartie, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Occasionally variable 2 to 4 at first, otherwise southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 for a time in Viking and north at Cirra, veering southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, fog patches in 40s and Dogger. Good, occasionally very poor in 40s and Dogger. Fisher, German Bight. Northwest 3 to 5 at first in Fisher, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming south 3 to 5 later. Veering southwest later, showers, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 4 to 6 later, veering west later in Portland and Plymouth. Showers, fog patches, good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, variable 2 to 4 at times in south, otherwise westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5. Thundery showers at first in south, moderate or good. Southeast Fitzroy, variable 3 or less at first in west, otherwise northerly 4 to 6. Showers, good. Northwest Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 for a time in Irish Sea, veering westerly 5 to 7 later in Sole and Fastnet. Rain or showers, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Shannon, Rockall, southwest 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in Rockall, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. Cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally 4 later, becoming northerly 7 or gale 8 later in West Bailey. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroe, Faroes. Southeast 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, good, becoming moderate or poor later. Southeast Iceland, variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south, backing northeasterly later. Rain mainly in south, good, occasionally poor. Now to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree automatic, south-southeast 4, recent rain, 8 miles, 1010 falling. Stornoway, south by east 3, slight rain, more than 38 miles, 1010 falling. Lerwick, southwest by south 1, 22 miles, 1014 falling slowly. Lucas, east 1, recent rain, 5 miles, 1013 falling slowly. Bridlington, southwest 1, 1015 falling slowly. Sandetti light vessel automatic, southwest 5, 11 miles, 1017. Greenwich light vessel automatic, southwest by west 3, 1 mile, 1018. Jersey north northeast 2, mist 3 miles, 1018 falling slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, southwest by west 3, 200 metres, 1019. Scilly automatic, southwest 3, 6 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Valentia, south by west 4, 15 miles, 1012, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, south southwest 5, mist, 2 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Malin Head, south by east 4, 27 miles, 1010, falling. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. The general situation, an Atlantic low and associated weather fronts will encroach from the west during Saturday, with strong winds at times and occasional rain or showers, and some fog patches are expected at first in south. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. South or southeast, veering southwest, 4 to 6. Showers or rain, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 2 to 4 at first in south, otherwise southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, veering southwesterly later, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. South or southeast, veering southwest later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, showers, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first, showers, but becoming fair for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 for a time in south, then veering southwesterly later, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first, and 6 for a time in east, fog patches until later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 2 to 4, becoming west or southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 for a time, fog patches until later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor until later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest, veering mainly west later, 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first and 6 later. Drizzle and fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first in east, increasing 6 later in west. Drizzle and fog patches at first, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest 5 or 6, occasionally 4 at first. Drizzle or fog patches at first, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. South or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first and 7 later. Showers, fog patches at first. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Isle of Man, west or southwest 4 to 6. Fog patches at first, then rain for a time, becoming fair later. Mainly good, occasionally very poor at first. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later in south. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in North Channel, veering southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardmurchan Point. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in northwest, veering southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery later. Good, occasionally poor. Ardmurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south, veering westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally moderate at first and poor later. Shetland Isles, south 3 or 4, backing southeast 4 to 6, veering southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. That completes the Shipping Bulletin. Now on Radio 4, it's Prayer for the Day, presented by Canon Simon Dugan.
Good morning. Gongoozling, I lately discovered, is the continuous tense of a verb meaning to gaze longingly at still water. But does longingly imply a conscious, specific desire or something more subconscious in general? Could it extend to the spiritual? I ask because of the famous testimony of a celebrated 16th century Christian who had been passing through an extremely dark period in his life. In the midst of a deep spiritual dryness and worrying obsessively about his sins, thoughts of suicide had crossed his mind. until one day he was walking the bank of a river, deep in prayer. Sitting down, he turned his face toward the water, and in that moment, as he records in his autobiography, the eyes of his understanding began to be opened. He saw no vision as such, but he found himself suddenly clear about many spiritual things, so clear that everything seemed new to him. The river was the Cardonar in the small Spanish town of Manresa, and the man's name was Ignatius Loyola. His sense of union with God, unlocked at that river, became the turning point of his life. I hear in it echoes of St. John's testimony in Revelation. "Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb." All right, as running water rather than still, perhaps technically it falls short of a proper gongoozle. The longing was there, though, the same longing which for many, if not most, seems a prelude for divine revelation. Father, help us to stop. Settle our gaze on something living and pure and vital which might flow from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Meet our longing with yours, Lord, and release us from all that holds us torturously in its grip. Amen.
That was Canon Simon Dugan. Now on Radio 4, we revisit our series Child. India Rackerson looks at a highly debated subject.
Let's talk about sleep.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I'm quite nervous about talking about sleep at all. It brings up a lot of rage and upset and certainty from people.
What I think is really important to say, and part of why I think this gets so fraught, is depriving someone of sleep is a form of torture.